You will get more done when you get up and do. Today on Growing Hope, we talk about taking purposeful action, and also we're going to share 5 ideas for nurturing your heart seed.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up bold and purposeful lives. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because saying snarky rainbows makes me smile. And smiling fuels my motivation. And smiles are contagious. We all need to smile more. Smiling is something simple we can do to give us the determination to do the more we know we need to do. You can always find a reason not to do something. Just take a moment and think about some reason that you came up with to get out of something in the last week, or maybe in the last 24 hours. But you can also always find a reason to do what you know to do. And the amount of energy exerted to do it, to actually accomplish the task, is often less than what it takes to formulate a reason not to do it. If you want to get it done, then you will have to take the action to get it done. I watched one of those weight loss reality programs and I thought, man, it sure would be nice to get in shape again, to be able to go out and run without feeling like I needed to pass out or actually passing out. And I watched. If I had gotten up and I had started moving, even while I watched, then I would have been a little bit closer to getting it done. As long as I watch or plan or think it through, then I will be where I am in the moment tomorrow. It's only when you make the choice to take the action that you finally begin to go. It's a simple idea. If you want to do it, then do it. It's a simple plan. If you want to go, then go. It's a simple goal. If you want to finish, then start. No matter how simple it may be, though, we still find ways to make it complicated, to draw it out, or just to ignore the simplicity. After all, if we keep it complicated, then it's even easier to find a reason not to do it. Keep it simple. Get more done by making the choice to do. If you're going to create more for your life, then you have to be invested in growing up your unique heart seed, because it's your heart seed that is the driving force behind your right path and your better choices. When you struggle with your heart seed, then you struggle to do, to take that necessary action. Plus, when you're struggling with your heart seed, the excuses and the reasons not to do are so much easier to find. Or maybe it just seems that way. It doesn't really matter, because you won't do what you need to do if you don't know what you need to be doing. You get into your know. You understand the path. You recognize the choices when you nurture your heart seed. So first, feed the heart and the seed will grow. There's a meme going around social media, and it's God talking to an ant. And he tells the ant that the ant is actually a fire ant. And the ant asks God to explain what God means by a fire ant. And God says that when the ant stings someone, it burns like fire. And the ant responds with a declaration, "I am a dragon!" That's how I hear the ant say it anyway. The ant chooses to see what the explanation is. And declare some incredible possibilities through it. And ultimately, how the ant chooses to define dragon and to see his explanation, it plays a part in the belief that the ant has about being a dragon. You need to be feeding your heart believing fuel. So speak I am statements just like that ant did. Write out a dream journal. Listen to possibility messages. Hang around possibility thinkers. The more you feed the heart, the stronger the heart's going to grow. And the stronger it grows, the more you will be able to see the seed within it take root. The second thing is to give light to the heart seed. A seed grows in the light and grows towards the light. The light is the promise of life. Light is what the growing seed uses to convert the light. It converts it to nourishment. That's where the growing seed gets its energy. The light also warms the seed. Without light, the seed no longer has what it needs to flourish. I know a man who has an amazing ability within him. He has amazing gifts and talents. I've seen them exposed just a little. For most of his life, though, he was told he did things wrong. He was told to stop. He was told he wasn't good enough. Today, even in an environment of encouragement and possibility thinking, the man struggles to have the energy to stand. Forget about actually moving forward into his possibilities. He struggles just to stand firm. When we deprive our heart seed of light, or when our heart seed is deprived because of the environment, then it can be detrimental to the man as well as the heart. The third thing is to give your heart seed regular cleansing. Wipe off the dust and the dirt and the grime that the world or the circumstances may try to use to cover up the heart seed. When it's covered up, it can't take advantage of the light that's available, even if it wants to. It's like the man that I mentioned before. Not only had he gone without light, but the constant barrage of negatives, those had coated him, so it was making it impossible for him to absorb the positives even when they were all around him. The only way to cleanse your life of the negatives is to so engulf your life with positives that the negatives become diluted and even eventually washed away. But it takes a lot of positives to combat the negatives. It's been suggested that for every one negative, it takes at least 20 positives to recover from that negative. If you've been covered up with the negatives, it will take quite a few positives to get you back to a place of balance. But invest in the positives so that you can cleanse your heart seed from the negatives that have been poured over it. The fourth thing is to determine ways to protect your heart seed, because attacks are going to come. Sometimes they're going to come from without, but sometimes they're going to come from within as well. I was just plowing along one time, and I was doing what I knew I needed to do, and I was getting things done, and then just pow. Out of the blue, I was knocked off balance by the comments of someone close to me. The words weren't meant to hurt me. They weren't even meant to be hurtful. They were calculated for accountability. At least that's what I believe the other person thought. Had I not been covering my heart seed with constant possibility thinking and positive vibes and believing statements, then what was said might have tripped me up. But because of the protection I had been applying over the days before, it washed right off me, like water off a duck's back. The more protection you apply to your heart seed, the better you will be prepared to let things wash right off of you. Finally, give your heart seed the comfort it needs to grow up into its full possibility. Comfort is a peace and a contentment. It's the air of it's okay that can surround you. And it goes a long ways towards keeping your heart seed healthy. I read a story about an experiment where one plant was addressed with praise and positive words, and the other plant was subjected to screaming and negatives. Everything else was the same amount of light, the same amount of water, the same amount of nourishment, the same kind of pot, the same kind of dirt. But can you guess which plant thrived and lived and which plant withered and died? When we make the choice to remain in a calm and positive and encouraging atmosphere, then we're positioned to thrive in all that we do. Peace and contentment doesn't mean we have to settle where we are, but we do have to find a way to be okay in the moment as we grow up into our more. And when you're dealing with other people, think about that whole concept of those two plants. One addressed with peace and calm, one addressed with shouting and negativities. What do you want to grow around you? The more you invest in protecting your heart seed, the more protected your heart seed will be. And remember that when you're protecting the heart seeds of others. But you are responsible for nurturing your heart seed because it is your heart seed. And if you want to grow up into all that you're designed to be, then you need to have your heart seed at its healthiest. Things will happen. Attacks will come. Some days you will be struggling. So give your heart seed what it needs so that when those days show up, you're going to be positioned to keep going. You're going to be able to do what you know to do. Provide the right feed. Get in the light. Offer regular cleansing. Set up protections and create a place of comfort. Your heart seed can and will grow up into all of your possibilities when you invest in providing the unique, the specific, the desired nourishment required by your heart seed. The more your heart seed is cared for, the more you are prepared to live out your place and purpose. But even with all the best knowing how to care and nourish your heart seed, it's not going to happen until you make the choice to go. You will have to take action to live out your unique design. Today's challenge is about making the choice to do. Even a little bit of doing will get you a little bit closer to done. One, do one thing. That's it. That's all there is to this challenge. All you have to do is to get one thing doing. Get to doing just the one thing. Now, once you do the one thing, you will often find that you have the motivation to do one more thing. And that's okay. As long as you focus on doing the one thing first, then what comes next is a bonus. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I am encouraged when you join me, and I am encouraged when I have the chance to share encouraging words with you. If you're getting inspiration or encouragement, I want to hear from you. I love hearing stories of encouragement. It encourages me even more. So share the show on social media along with your encouraging words, or just join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page to share your journey. If you want to learn more about the book, Place and Purpose, you can visit harnessyourwhy.com to learn more. And you can always email me directly at katherinelang@katherinelang.com. The more we invest in encouraging each other, the more we do to protect and nurture the heart seed in us. Be invested in your heart seed by being invested in others. You have it in you to be amazing and to share amazing with those around you. It's time to get growing. I am Katherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.